One of the reasons in the Paiskim that Shabbos HaGadol is called Shabbos HaGadol is because it feels like a very long Shabbos. The rabbi speaks and gives long shurim, and it's long. It's a long Shabbos. So I don't want to continue that long Shabbos that many of you had of listening to drushes on the Haggadah or on Pesach, Yom HaDiyema. I just want to share with you some thoughts on the Haggadah. You know, Talmidim of mine asked me which Haggadah I use for the Seder. There's about a million Haggadahs out there, literally. Every person who ever wrote anything wrote a pirush on the Haggadah. And the reason is very simple, because everyone reads the Haggadah. Not everyone learns Maseches Ksubis, and not everyone learns the Shulchan Aruch. But every Jew reads the Haggadah. So if you're going to write a pirush on the Haggadah, someone's going to buy it. There must be hundreds of thousands of pirushim and svarim written on the Haggadah. So someone asked me, which Haggadah I use? So I tell him I use Maxwell House Haggadah. No pshatim, no pirushim, nothing. Just translation. So someone said, why? I said, because I feel that it gets lost a lot of the time we spend in Lel Pesach trying to come up with chidushim and novel ideas and nice. We lose sight of the simple words, what we're trying to do. You know, I always joke with people that the Haggadah was written by the same people who wrote the Gemara. When you sit down to learn a piece of Gemara, do you go find, the last person's, last Rosh Hashiva, and that's the first place you start learning up the Haggadah? No, you start with the Rishayim. So the truth is, the real Haggadah I like to learn is called the Rishayim Haggadah. It's a terrific Haggadah. All the Rishayim's Purushim. And that's like you learn up a piece of Gemara. That's how you learn up the Haggadah. It's not as exciting, there's not as many stories, it's not as many, pshatim and things like that, but that's really understanding the text of the Haggadah. But in all honesty, the Yisoid HaDavar to keep in mind through going through Magid is what's Mavur in many Rishayim. And this is Pashat, the idea. What's Mavur in many Rishayim is that the idea of Sibit, of Leil Pesach and the Mitzvah Sibit Mitzrayim is to talk about what does it mean to be in Shibun Mitzrayim, what was it like, what was the experience, what we went through, and what was the Galus like. All these other things that we do are all, we talk about the four sons, and we talk about, how were they raised, and what's the society who brought them down, and would they have helped if there was, special education? Irrelevant. Talk about that during the day meals. There's nothing to do with CBC's Mitzrayim. CBC's Mitzrayim has to do with what does it mean to be an Eved? What does it mean to be a slave? What does it mean that Pharaoh worked us? What does it mean Pharaoh killed us? What does it mean that the babies were killed? That's what we should be focusing on. That's the godless of Sibyutis Mitzrayim. And what does it mean that we were saved? And what does it mean we left Mitzrayim? That's really the focus. If you look in Rishonim, it's clear like that. That was really the focus of Sibyutis Mitzrayim. That's something very special. That's only on this night, that we have a specific mitzvah, B'Lel Pesach, to tell over this detailed story of years that didn't happen overnight. Many years we were in Mitzrayim, and the whole Makkos, and the whole procedure, until we finally got in Mitzrayim. It's again, you won't find it in some of the Haggadahs. You have to really go back to Sefer Shmois and learn up Sefer Shmois and Ve'era and Boy and Bishalach and learn them up with the Mefarshim and the Midrashim, and then you walk away with a new appreciation of what exactly happened. But that's really, I think, a very important thing to keep in mind when going through the Haggadah throughout the whole Pesach, is trying to remember to relive. Talk a little bit more about that in the Shir today. Trying to tap into the idea of Sivri Sitzrayim, what's it all about. We find in the Haggadah yesterday there was a discussion in Paiskim about last Shabbos, do we say the Haggadah on Shabbos Haggadah? The Ramah writes you do, the Gra says you don't. One of the times that the Gra has is it says in the Haggadah, Yochami Rosh Chodesh. It says you think you start saying Sivri Sitzrayim Rosh Chodesh. Tamalayim v'ayimahu, b'shoshyesh matzu marmu v'fanach. It's only when there's matzu mar, it's only a little Pesach. So I remember once when I was a bach, I came back from yeshiva. So I said, "What's pshat in the havamina of the Baal Haggadah Yochami Rosh Chodesh? Why would you think you start talking about Sivri Tzayim for Rosh Chodesh?" So I told my mother, "I think the pshat is because the house is ready Pesach from Rosh Chodesh. So if your house looks Pesach dik, there's no chametz in the house. You can't eat chametz, so it's Pesach. Why is it not Pesach? My son told me on Shabbos. He told me it's ready Pesach because we can't eat chametz. It's not Pesach. It's Pesach dik. It's not Pesach yet. So I thought pshat in the Baal Haggadah was Yochim. She didn't. My mother did not appreciate the comment, to say the least. But in any case, now that I make my own Pesach, I understand why you have to do it, but it's not enjoyable necessarily. But that's what's Pshat in the Baal Haggadah. So we mentioned the very, very important Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan writes that the whole Yom Tov of Pesach is not just about the days of Pesach. It's about the whole month of Nisan. The whole month of Nisan is a special month. It's a month where Klal Yisrael realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. So Im Kein, it makes a lot of sense why Yochel Mir Rosh Chodesh. Because already then, starting from Rosh Chodesh, the whole month is a month of Kedusha. It's a month of realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Agav, and that whole machloek is Ramah and the Gra. If you look in Rishonim, Ravyo and others, the whole minute to say the Haggadah and Shabbos Haggadah had nothing to do with the way the Mishnah Berurah says it. Mishnah Berurah says we do it because since the Nei started on Shabbos, we want to start already saying the Haggadah. If you look in Rishonim, it's clear not like that. If you look in Rishonim, the reason why they said the Haggadah was very practical. The kids knew that Pesach was the one time they have to shine. The kids had to see something at the Haggadah. Now the kids didn't know anything about the Haggadah because they worked all day. So the kids only had one day off, it was Shabbos. So Shabbos, they went and they dug up the Haggadahs and they went through the Haggadah. This way they'll be familiar with the story. When dad asks them all these questions, they'll be like, I don't know. I was working today. I don't know, you know, much about the story. So the kids would practice to learn up a little bit what was going on. So I always joke, today it's mamish the opposite. Today the kids know more than the parents. The kids come home with these books that are 1,000 pages long, and they give drushes to the parents about everything the parents are supposed to know. The parents sit there and listen, they take it. If Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, it's not correct. The mitzvah is the other way around. It's v'gadol levincha. The kids shouldn't be teaching the parents. The parents should be teaching the kids. Now the parents today don't always have the time. So Shabbos Haggadah was the time where parents would have a chance to open the Haggadah, get familiar with some of the concepts of some of the Yisraelis. That was really the source of Shabbos Haggadah. It wasn't so much about the way the Mishnah Berurah says it. So I was thinking the Fizah could be the Gra agrees to that. When the Gra says not to say Shabbos Haggadah, he didn't mean don't prepare for the Seder. He meant it's not a Chiv to say it al Chiv of Kriyas Haggadah. But could be he agrees to the concept that's important. We spoke last year about Tainus Bechayrim, just very bekitzas, and Lomdisha and the Kuda over here. Right, we all know there's a Tainus tomorrow called Tainus Bechayrim, and there's a very fundamental kasha on the whole idea of it. What's Pshat in the Tainus? So it's Mavor and Tor and others. Pshat in the Tainus was because since the Bechayrim would have been killed in Mitzrayim, they were saved. So to commemorate, they fast. So the obvious kasha is we know in our history when we have bad things that are supposed to happen to us and we get saved, we don't commemorate it with a fast, we commemorate it with a celebration. Can you imagine what Purim would look like if it turned into a Yom HaTainus? It wouldn't be that much fun. Now, we were almost killed, we were saved, so we celebrate. We drink, we have a suda. Here, the Bukharim would have died and said they were saved, so that's why they fast. What's the pshat? So the truth is interesting, there's a girsa in the Masechta Seifim that instead of HaBukharis Mis'anim, it's supposed to be HaBukharis Mis'angim, with a gimel. Change of one letter makes the whole world of a difference. Right? One gimel. Instead of Mis'anim, they fast, it's Mis'angim. They actually enjoy. They go out on Erev Pesach and have a good time. Vav Yosef writes in the Tshuva that this is incorrect. He thinks that's not the proper girsa, and there's a whole shtickle Torah. But the question is very strong. Why tak is this the way we do it? Secondly, the Ramah passes in Shulchan Aruch that girls don't have to fast Tainus Bechor. Why? So the girl explains, because Kedushas Bechor was not given to a girl, only to a boy. So the kasha is, what does that have to do with Kedushas Bechor? This has to do with who would have been killed and who would have been saved. The Medrash tells us that Basi Bas Pare would have died in Makas Bechor. She was a Bechor. She would have died. If not for the fact that Beschos Moshe Rabbeinu, she was saved. So you see clearly that girls would have died also. So if the whole Yom Tov is about celebration being saved, so why are girls not included? So Yishlam Mizal and Orbach in his Haggadah has a beautiful piece. He says, we missed the boat of Tainus Bechayrim. Tainus Bechayrim is the Bechayrim are actually sat on Erev Pesach. Why? Because the Bechayrim should have been the ones to work in the Beis HaMikdash. They lost it because of the Chet HaEgel, and it was transferred over to the Kehan. He says, what's the one time of year when they felt it the most? The one time of year when they felt the pain the most was Erev Pesach. Why? Erev Pesach was an extremely busy day. They're all day long bringing karbanos from Chatzos until Tzeisik Chavim was non-stop karbanos, shechting. And then at Tzeisik Chavim we stopped, and that's when we started to eat the karbanos. So it says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that was the one time where the Bechayim said to himself, wow, we should be doing that. We should be the ones shechting. Why are we the ones watching instead of the ones doing it? We lost it. So it's the one time here where they're margish, where they feel the loss of the of losing the rights in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's Taka a sad day. The Fizeh makes a lot of sense. Why not women? They would have never worked in the Beis HaMikdash anyways. Adds Rav Shlomo Zalman one more nekuda. The Fizeh, that's why if you make a siyum, because the Masikas HaTorah, the joy of Torah, brings up your simcha level. Although you're depressed, but when you go to a siyum and you see Torah is being learned and Torah is being spread, it makes you feel better. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's pshat in the whole idea of Tainus Bechayrim. The one kasha that everyone always asks me when I give the shir is Im Kain, so how do the Kehanim Bechayrim have to fast? Right, so Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked the same kasha, and he said, kasha, okay, it's a good kasha. So the same kasha that he asked, we'll mention here also. But that's just the lomdus behind Tainus Bechayrim. In the beginning of Parshat Tzav, the Torah gives us a command to bring the carbon oila, and it says Lashon Tzav. So Rabbi Fran points out, the Gemara Kiddushin tells us that whenever the Torah says Lashon Tzav, it means you have to be mezarez the people. You have to stay on top of them, make sure they do it. So Rabbi Fran points out, he says, this episode that Klai Yisrael needed zeros, needed a little bit chizuk when it came to bringing the carbon oila. So he says, because the carbon oila was an expense. It cost a lot of money. It was expensive to go buy an animal, and you get nothing out of it. No meat, no byproduct, nothing. The kolal tiyah, the whole thing is burnt on the Beis HaMikdash. So people don't like to give money to things that they get nothing out of. So he writes in the piece over there, my friend, he says, Gemoshel, think about making Pesach. He says, people spend, you know, it was just funny, you could tell how old the book was. I think it was written in the 90s. He says, people spend like $18 at a pound of matzah. Now you know how old the book is written, right? He says, people spend money. It's not easy. You have to be mechazik people to spend money. It's not such an easy thing. But he says, at least when a person spends money on Pesach or in Sukkot, he gets something out of it. He has a beautiful Seder. Everything looks nice, and it's a wonderful experience. A person brings a carbon oil, it sits there, it burns, and he goes home. It's very hard to tap into a feeling, says Rabbi Fran, when you're not really getting any payers out of it. So I was thinking, in line with what he pointed out, I think, you know, we mentioned earlier, it's very expensive to make Pesach for ourselves. But at least when we make Pesach for ourselves, for our families, we reap the benefit. We get to enjoy our beautiful story, and we get to enjoy our family. But when you give money to someone else, that you're not going to be at their Seder, and you're not going to be joining them for Pesach, but you're statif in their Yom Tov without actually physically being there, I think that's even a higher level. When a person comes, and it's difficult. We spend, many people have their own expenses Pesach time, but for those, many of you who were mishtatif and took part in the Pesach campaign over here to help be mishtatif and give me a very, very appreciative gift, it's much harder to give to something that's not your own. When you give to yourself, you spend money on your family, no, it's hard, but you get something out of it. But to give to someone else is extremely appreciative. We know a few weeks ago we had a special visitor, Rabbi Beryl Wine, came to join us here in the shir, and he spoke very highly of the shir. But I would just like to add that the shir is not really a reflection of myself. It's really a reflection of those who come and participate every week, those who listen online, those who come straight from, I have different stories that people told me they came straight from an airplane, came straight off the plane to come to a shir one Sunday morning. People have driven back Matzah Shabbos so they can be here in time for the shir. People rearrange their schedule to be at the shir. That's really the reflection of the shir. It's not so much the Magid shir. It's more of those who come week after week to participate in the shir, to make the shir what it is. Many people told me, you haven't shir this Sunday? I said, yeah, my wife is not thrilled about it, but we're having shir. They said, why? I said, because we took a poll last week and everyone raised their hand. They want to have shir. Now, I don't know if you guys checked with your wives first, but that's a shmuz for a different time. But, you know, that's the dedication of the shir. Those who come here, they want to learn, they want to partake. And that's really a reflection of the shir. The level of the shir is a reflection of those who come to the shir who want to hear this type of a Torah. I always find it ironic. Shabbos HaGadol and all the shuls, the Rabbanim give what's called Olam Neshashir. You know, it's done once a year. I don't know why they don't do it. We do it every Sunday here. It's not just a once a year experience. I think the Rabbanim should become familiar that the Baal Batim like this style of learning. It's kishmak. We know Chodesh Nisan is the month of Yitzis Mitzrayim, but the whole Yitzis Mitzrayim is really to be Makabal the Torah. And an element of Kabbalah HaTorah is not just knowing Torah, but Yigiyas HaTorah, harvesting in Torah, understanding Torah, understanding a Gemara, understanding a Shver Rashi, a Rambam. Yes, we don't come out with a lot at the end of each year. We don't come out with any Halacha Maisa. We definitely don't cover a lot of ground here Sunday morning, that's for sure. I think we're still in Gittin or Kedushin. I'm not sure which one we're still in. But we're harvesting in Torah. We're trying to understand what Chazal wanted, what the Rishonim mean. And that's a level of Kabbalah HaTorah, which is what Nisan was all about. So my brach is to all of you, is that we should all continue to grow in our learning and being real nachas ruach takadosh baruch hu. Okay, the sugya today that we're going to learn is haseba. I think haseba is a little under the radar. Everyone talks about matzah and dal kaisis. Haseba doesn't get as much attention, I think, as it deserves. The truth is, we really need to attack haseba on two levels. We have to attack haseba on what we're going to do today, and then we have to really discuss haseba with women, the shita of the Rav Yoh, that women are part of bizman hazeh. But we'll start with the first sugya, haseba. It's interesting. Haseba has very little sources for the mitzvah of haseba. What I mean by that is, what exactly is the source for haseba? Everyone knows that. What are the experiences at the seders? We lean. And there's halachas in Shulchan Aruch, how to lean, where to lean, how to do it. But where does this come from? Where's the whole, what we call the mikar, for the whole mitzvah of haseba, where is it brought down? So it's brought down in the Mishnah, in Arvei Psachim. Mishnah writes in number one, Erev Psachim, Samuch l'mincha l'yechel adam ad she'techshach. The Mishnah says in Psachim that an erev Pesach close to mincha, a person is not supposed to eat until it gets dark. This is the idea that you're not supposed to be full when it comes to Pesach. You want to eat b'tei oven. Then the Mishnah writes, Afilu oni should be Yisrael, even the poorest Jews amongst Klal Yisrael, l'yechel ad she'yesef. He shouldn't eat until he leans. So we see clearly there's an inyan of leaning. Now the Mishnah brings it in a roundabout way. The Mishnah doesn't say, erev Pesach, you get ready for the Seder and you're supposed to lean. It says that even a poor person who has nothing to show for himself, he also has to lean. So this is the source, the whole source in Mishnah, that you have to lean at the Seder. What's the chiddush that even a poor person has to lean? So Rashi writes, Afilu oni should be sur, Rashi, Rashbam, ba'arvei Pesachim, ad she'yisav k'derech b'nei chayrin. He has to lean like a free person, b'mita, on the bed, v'al hashochan, on the table, zeichel l'chayris. Now, this is a very important Rashbam. Rashbam seems to be telling us, why exactly do we lean? What's the purpose of leaning? What are we trying to accomplish with this leaning? So he says, what we're trying to do over here is we're trying to be like B'nai Charit. We're trying to, you know, show or live like free people. What does it mean? B'mitav ala shulchan, over a bed and on the table, zecher lecheris, to commemorate the cheris. It sounds like we're trying to commemorate something that took place not now. Now we're living regular, but to commemorate what happened when we left Mitzrayim, that we were free, we experience or we express an action that is done by free people, that's lean. Reb Chaim has a piece, it's not, we need to talk about it, but not for today. Reb Chaim is medayik, a famous shita from Reb Chaim Salvechik, that you have to have a shulchan. He's medayik from this Rashi, Rashbam, that has to be ala shulchan. If you have no table, there's no table, you're just sitting chairs, lined up chairs in the room. So according to Reb Chaim, there's no inyan haseba. Haseba has to be done davka al hashulch. It's bedaike from this Rashi slash Rashbam. But it seems like from Rashi, zeichel lecheirus is we're trying to commemorate, we're trying to remember that cheirus that the Jewish people experienced. Again, we're not experiencing anything today. But the cheirus that they lived, we're trying to reenact, so to say, the cheirus of back then. There's a Gemara in Psachim, it's really a Mishnah later on. The Mishnah says a very famous line that we all know. It says, "Bechol dor v'dor chayiv odem liroy ses atzmoy." Every generation, the person has to view himself. Kilu hu yatzami mitzray. Don't just reenact what they did and say, "Well, I'm remembering what they did." No, it's what we're doing now. We ourselves are experiencing our own yitzias mitzrayim. Shenemer says in the pasuk, "V'gadat alavincha bayemahu." Says in the pasuk, "V'gadat alavincha." This is a pasuk in Shmoyis Yud Gimel Ches. "V'gadat alavincha." You should tell your children bayemahu. Ba'avur ze asa Hashem li b'tzeisimi mitzrayim. Took us out. Not that our great-great-grandparents left. We're leaving now. We are all experiencing, tapping into that action that happened then. We are going out of Mitzrayim right now. The Gemara says it even further. Omar Rava, Tzarech Sheyeimar V'Oisonu Hoitzi Mishom. He says that part of the Amir Sagod, there has to be a pasuk found in Sefer Dvar in Parag Vav Pasuk of Gimel. The pasuk says, V'Oisonu Hoitzi Mishom. You took us out from here, Hashem. We're supposed to have this Hargosha that we're actively leaving Mitzrayim now. Not just commemorating what they did. We are living it right now. At Leil Pesach, we're supposed to transform ourselves. Today it's a lot easier with technology. We can, you know, figure that out. We want to feel like we ourselves are going, not just commemorate that our grandparents left Mitzrayim. No, we ourselves are experiencing what does it mean to leave Mitzrayim. It sounds like that from the Gemara, which would be Pshat and Haseba. We're leaning like free people because we're trying to tap in to that freedom that they lived then, and that's what we're supposed to be experiencing tonight. Which Pashtus, one can make the argument, Menachas Asher makes the argument, that would lead us to believe it's a Din D'oraisa. If it's a fulfillment of the psuk in the Torah of Batzesi, when I'm leaving Mitzrayim and I'm feeling that I left Mitzrayim and I'm feeling that chayrus, so it can zayn the din of Haseba is a din d'arais, possibly. There's a famous medrash in Shmoyis Rabbah number 4. The medrash says Vayasev Elikim Esam. The pasuk at the beginning of Bishalach says that Kosh Baruch Hu drayed the people around. Right, he went around with the people. Vayasev Am says the medrash Mikanam. From here we learn Vafilu Ani Shebisol Lo Yechalat Sheyesef. From this pasuk of Yasev Elikim, that the Jewish people, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu circled with the Jewish people around the midbar, we learn the mitzvah of Haseba. Shekach Asalem Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Hakadosh Baruch Hu did. Shenem Yasev Elikim. Now there's a lot to discuss. What exactly does this medrash have to do with Haseba, the pasuk in Mishalach? Putting that aside, one could make the argument that if it's a smach from the pasuk, it becomes deraisa. Now again, obviously it's a stretch because it's definitely not pashup shot in the pasuk Vayasev Elikim, but nonetheless there are those who want to make the case that if it's taka smach from a medrash, then it takes on the status of a deraisa, which would mean that the din of Haseba might possibly be a mitzvah deraisa. There are those who explain this medrash that Vayasev Elikim means that when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, we left like chayrus. We didn't run away like bandits running away, you know, like breaking out of jail. We left al-kanfei nisharim. We left respectfully. We left like malachim, which would fit nicely with this drasha. Vayasev Elikim en echanami. We didn't lean when we left Mitzrayim, but when we left, we didn't run. We weren't like running away from jail. We left.
Right.
En echanami. Right. We weren't an escape. Exactly. We weren't an escapee. We were leaving b'cheirus. We were living like a mensch. So that's the idea. The idea is that we left Mitzrayim in a way of cheirus. So we have to reenact that Bilal Seder is to live a life or an experience of cheirus. That might be pshat. Rishonim make this argument. It's brought down Rishonim, this medrash.
Does that have to be din d'oraisa or just a smachta?
Yeah. Obviously, I would have ventured to believe it's an asmachta. Again, I'm just throwing that into the mix to make things more complicated or more debatable, that maybe Haseba might be d'oraisa. Okay. What everyone talks about in Haseba is a very famous Rambam with a brisker Rav. The Rambam writes like this. Zog the Rambam in Perik, in Hilchos Chametz U'Matz, Perik Zayin Allah Chavav. Zog the Rambam, B'chol dor v'dor, chayiv odem laharos es atzmoy. The Rambam had a different gears from the Gemara. The Rambam says, not only do you have to feel that you left Mitzrayim, you have to actually express it. You have to show it. Laharos means you have to show that you left Mitzrayim. It's not enough for you to feel it. According to the Gemara, the Mishnah Psachim, you feel it. So I'm sitting at my table, and I don't say a word. But I'm feeling, yeah, I left Mitzrayim, and I was a slave, and I worked hard, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu set me free. No. The haros means you have to actually do something to express. Zok the Rambam, how do you do that? Doesn't tell you how to express it. He just says you have to express it. Ki'ilu hu ba'atzmi yotza ato mishibetzah. Like you're leaving right now. Try to feel what does it mean to be an Eved. Try to experience that. Shenemar v'oison v'oitzi misham. He quotes the third pasuk. Not neither of the ones quoted in the Mishnah or Rava. V'oison v'oitzi misham. Hashem took us out from here. That's Rava's pasuk. Right, it's Rava's pasuk. He doesn't quote the Mishnah's pasuk. He quotes Rava's pasuk, which is a discussion. Zok the Rambam, v'al dover zet tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'teira. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tziva to do. With this pasuk is different. V'zachar to kievet ha'yisa. Because another pasuk there. You should remember we were avodim in Mitzrayim. Now that's a pasuk not mentioned in the Gemara. That's a third pasuk, a mitzvah of remembering. Dr. Rambam further. Right now we were slaves, and the Leil Pesach had all switched, and we have to tap into that feeling on the night of the Pesach, a night of the Seder. Dr. Rambam, lefichach. This is the big lefichach in the Rambam. Therefore, Dr. Rambam, after I told you that on the night of the Pesach, our job, our duty is, midaraisa maybe, to feel what does it mean to be a slave and to be free. Lefichach, kishesoid adam balayla hazeh. When a person eats or sits at the meal tonight, tzarich lecho v'lishtois, he has to eat and drink, v'hu meisiv derecheris, and he leans the way of a free man. V'chol echad v'echad, everyone, bein anoshim, bein noshim, chayim lishtois b'layla hazeh abakoysa shal yayin, everyone, both men and women, have to drink 4 cups of wine. Ein poichsin lamehem, you can't have less. V'afil ani amspansim en atztok al yituchum abakoysis, shir kol kois behen revius. So it seems like from the Rambam that the way there's a direct connection between dalat koysis and showing cheris. The way I express my freedom is by drinking these 4 cups and by having a seber. So it sounds like from the Rambam that the way we go about being mekayim the laharos to express it is by both leaning and drinking dalal kaisis. Dr. Rambam further, I feel oni should be stroll ayechad sheyesef. Even the poorest of people should not eat until they lean. Dr. Rambam isha ain't a tzricha seber. This is the Gemara. Vem isha chashuv he tzricha haseber. Now there's really 2 different gears in the Gemara. The way the Gemara reads is some says Isha Eitzel Baila Lobay Haseba. If a lady is having a seder by her husband, she doesn't need a seba. All the Rishayin had the gears of stams, they Isha Ein Etzar Haseba. Even a single girl, a girl having a seder by herself, women don't have to lean unless she's an Isha Chashuva. The Hamachlik is Rishayin, what does it mean to be an Isha Chashuva? What do you need to do to make a lady an Isha Chashuva? So Dr. Rambam further, Uben Eitzel Oviv Hashamish Bifnei Rabbah Tzvich Haseba. Aval Talmud Bifnei Rabbah Ein Amei Sevel Amkin Asar Rabbah Shus. Okay, good. So Dr. Rambam further, Haseba Simen Ein Haseba, the right side doesn't work, Vichin Amei Seval Orpoy Alponov, you go back or forward, Ein Zu Haseba. Okay, good. So now I'm giving you the rules of Haseba. Now this is the kicker. So Dr. Rambam, Ve'im Asai Tzvich and Haseba. When do you actually have to do a seba? What point of the seder? So the Rambam b'shas achilosai kizayis matzah, when you eat your kizayis matzah, u'b'shtiyas arba kaisis ha'ilu, and when you drink the above 4 kaisis, u'shar achilosai u'shtiyasai, but all the other drinking and eating that takes place lel Pesach, im hesiv, if you taka dulin, harei ze meshubach, that's praised, v'im lav, and if you don't, einay tzorach, it's not necessary. So this is a very, very difficult Rambam to understand. What exactly does this mean? It means you're supposed to lechatchil lean the whole meal. That's mishubach, that's praised. And if you don't, it's not necessary. What do you mean it's not necessary? It's not necessary because it's not needed. We know. You said in the beginning, harei mishubach, it means you don't have to do it. So what exactly does the Rambam mean when he repeats over here that harei ze mishubach v'im lav einei meis?
What does that go? Is that going on the meal or going?
That's the big question. What does that mean? Okay, good. So that's what we need to talk about the Rambam Shita. But before we deal with the Rambam, let's deal with some other issues over here. The Gemara in Pesachim, number 6, goes through an interesting shtakla title. The Gemara starts with like this, Itmar. Matzah tzarech haseba, mora ain't tzarech haseba. The Gemara tells us, what do you need a lean for? Very unclear. The Mishnah says an ani is not allowed to eat until he leans. What do you need a lean for? So the Gemara says this, matzah, that needs leaning, mora ain't tzarech haseba, mora that you don't have to lean for. And then he explains Yain. What about dalal kaisis? He says machloikis. Itma meshmeidav Rav Nachman tzarech haseba. Rav Nachman said it needs a seba. Itma meshmeidav Rav Nachman ain't tzarech haseba. Right, 2 different talmidim had 2 different opinions of what the Rebbe of Nachman held. Some people said the Rebbe of Nachman said you need a lean for a seba, and some people say you don't need a lean for a seba. So he says like, please, it's not even a machloikis. Hai betarti kisa kamar, hai betarti kisa basrei. One was talking about the first 2 cups. One was talking about the second 2 cups. Amidal Hagisa, Amidal Hagisa. Something more you can say both ways. Amidal Hagisa, Trekisa Kamoi Bahi Seba. The first 2 cups need a Seba. Why? The Hashtag to come is Chatal Echeris. Because that's when the Echeris is beginning. That's when we're reliving the whole experience. We're saying the Haggadah and we're tapping into that experience and we are reliving that whole experience. Trekisa Basra Lebahi Seba Madava Have. By the time we get to the 3rd and 4th cup, it's all news already. We're done. We're already out. We're free. We're already complaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's over. So why do we have to tap into that? It's over. Now the Gemara flips it. The Gemara says, "V'amalei lahaygisa adiraba treikisa basroi bayaseba." The second 2 need haseba. Why? He shaited the kahavi cheres. That's when we're actually free. Treikisa kamalei bayaseba. The katei avodim, you know, right? When we're going through the Haggadah, we're not free yet. We don't get free till the end. So it's too early. We're jumping the gun. Okay. Now the truth is, each one of these Gemaras need a lot of time to tumble about what the svaras are, what's the nekudas haGemara. But for today's show, we're going to kind of glance over it. The Gemara comes out like this. Hash the itmar hachi v'itmar hachi. Now that the Gemara has a tzad for each one, I div by his seba. both the first and the second, both meaning both the first set of kaisis and the second set of kaisis need a seba. And this is the Gemara that we lean by all four cups. Because even though really from the Pashas to the Gemara it's really a suffix, which cups need a seba, either the first two or the last two, but since the Gemara made such a compelling argument for both, no, we leave it as it is and we do both. This is Dr. Gemara. So if you look over here in the Ran writes over here in number 9, the Ran has a very basic kasha. Frek the Ran, ve'afagav de'baal mekaimel an ipcha, de'chosveke de'rabbon l'kula. Frek the Ran 1 second. The whole idea of the aveseba is only din the rabbonin. So you have a suffix and a dorman, you go l'kula. Why are we going l'chumra? Why are we changing the rules over here? Generally, when we have a shayla of a deraisa, some deraisa, we go l'chumra, the rabbonin, we go l'kula. So you have a suffix and dal kaisis. So why are we being so firm?
Because then you would know that, because you know you have to do some leaning.
So this is the kasha. So Zok the Ran. So the Ran brings down 2 terutzim. 1 terutz is from the Maram Chalavo that he answers. One shot the Maram Chalavo brings down. The Ram brings down also because you have nothing to lose over here. It's kishmak, you know, drink another cup. You already have to lose. Bishlam if it would be a tircha. So then on a tircha of the Rabban we go l'kula. This is a big yisoid in remembering sveikas the Rabban. Next time you come across a safik the Rabban, you got to apply this rule that according to the Maram Chalavo we only say safik the Rabban on l'kula is if it's a bar. It's a burden to have to be machm would be an inconvenience. But hey, what's the inconvenience? Have another cup, it's kishmak. So the Achorin point out 1 second. Yeah, that would be a separate problem. But here the Rishayin point out, but what happens if drinking the cup now becomes an inconvenience in a scenario where you forgot to drink or you didn't lean? So now that you didn't lean, so you're going to be machm and make me go back. Now you're inconveniencing me. So you told me that it's only the Rabban, I don't have to be inconvenienced. So there are those who want to be medayik from this first teretz of the Ran and the Maram Chalava that these Rishayim hold, Yitaka wouldn't have to go back if you drank below Haseba. Why? Because the only reason why I have to do Haseba in the first place is because it's an easy Drabbana to do. But now when the Drabbana becomes difficult because now I got to redo it, so now I'm not mechayiv to do it. So they want to tell you that these Rishayim would hold something that you wouldn't have to go back. The Ram brings down another teretz, which Reb Kivega has a kash on, which itself is its own share. He says, "Veli nira ta'alkarchach bayi lemavet haseba l'kula." You have to do a seba by all of them. Why? The nezel l'kula. If you're going to go l'kula, so what's going to happen? The first two cups, you say to yourself, "I don't have to drink these two because maybe I only have to do the third and the fourth." So you don't drink the first and the second. Then you come to the third and the fourth. You say, "Well, maybe the third and the fourth don't need. Only the first and the second need. So you don't have to do a seba at all." So Reb Kivega has a whole kash. That doesn't make any sense because at some point you're going to have to make up for what you missed. And if something needs a saber, right? To say that nothing needs a saber is hard to believe. So that's the Ran's teretz over here, that why we do a saber. But what I want from this Ran is, if the Ran assumed that a saber is deraisa, what's his kasha? What do you mean? It's a savitan, savit rabban, it's a deraisa. If pshad is like we're saying now, that it's psukim and it's a medrash rabba, that a saber is a din deraisa, what type of kasha is it? It's not a derabban, it's a deraisa. Elamai, you see clearly from this Ran and from the Ramah Chalav and a whole peckle of Rishayin that asked this Kasha that they assumed for Dava Pasha that Seba is the Rabban. So if a Seba is the Rabban, they have a good Kasha. Why are we being Machmen? Which Ken Zayin is really Mavur in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Aidi v'aidi bahi Seba, the Gemara, you could have learned the Gemara not like that. You could have learned the Gemara, Aidi v'aidi bahi Seba, because a Seba is not a Din Rabban, it's a Din Daraisa. And the reason why we bowed it to Safik Daraisa, that's why you have to lean by both. That's the way one could have read the Gemara. I would have read the Gemara, Hashta, it's a Safik, ID by his Seba, why? Because the Seba is Taka Daraisa. And under Daraisa, we have a principle, Safik Daraisa Lachum. The Ran assumed not like that. So from the Ran, it's clear that he assumed that a Seba is Taka only Din the Rabban. There's other Rayas, I think, that a Seba is not Daraisa. For example, the Maral and his Agada has a very basic Kasha. He says, why is in the Manashtana there no mention of the four cups? All the strange things we do in the night of Pesach. There's another strange thing we do. We have four cups of wine. Why does it not get any mention in the Manishtan? So there's some Rishayim answer because it's not so strange. Mm-hmm. It's like asking, why do we have four cups of soda? Because we love to have soda and that's what we normally drink. The kids would love to have 8 cups of soda because that's the way they drink. They had 4 cups. Now again, you could explain that the 4 cups are very structured over here. You know, on a regular meal, you have it whenever you want. Here, it's very structured. You have to drink it here and here and here. But that's the question that many people ask. Why is there no mention in the Manishtan of the Dal Kaisis? Others say because who wrote the Manashtana? The Tanoim. The Tanoim couldn't figure out which Kais needs Haseba yet. And they weren't sure, you know, how exactly this works. So they left off the Dal Kais. But the Maharal in his Haggadah gives an unbelievable pshat. He writes, V'loi zeichel arba Kaisis, number 9, ki loi zocho dove shuta kanas chachom. Because the Manashtana was only asking those things that are not the Rabbon. K'may arba Kaisis shuta kanas chachom legamri. Avo matz umore ena ta kanas chachom. 1 second. First of all, karpas is that becomes chamim. But one second, what about Haseba? Frekta Maral, so I would have said Givaldik. That's a raya that Haseba is takadai raisa. That's why Haseba made it into the Manishtana and Adal Kaisis. Says the Maral, no. Avagav, the masker kulonim subim shugam came into Rabbonon. So clearly Maral is assuming that the Haseba is Rabbonon. Ah, he says, but kimish Haseba, he lamatsa, shehiba daraisa, since it's the least connected to a daraisa. Which we'll have to talk more about later in the shir. You can ask on this. Then he goes on to talk about what about the Mara. So clearly you see from the Maral and his Agoda that he assumed that a Seba is the Rabban. Okay. Rabbi Asher Weiss is troubled by this principle because Rabbi Asher Weiss says if you talk and read the Rambam and the Gemara's and Pesachim that we started off with, it sounds like we have a chiv lel Pesach to experience freedom. Leaning is an expression of freedom. That idea of expressing freedom is a deraisa. So why is a Seba talk only the Rabban? It should be deraisa. So he says that we have a principle in halacha that things that are deraisa, but the details were given over to Chacham to figure out how to do it. Like Chalamoit. Chalamoit is a great example that it says in the Torah you can't do malacha and Chalamoit. No one knows what that means. What can't you do? So this was an example of Dover HaMosru L'Chacham to be Magdi the Yisoy. So the problem is Rabbi Shavai says that's normally deraisa. According to some Rishonim, when you have something where the Torah tells you X, very vague, and the Chacham figure out all the details, those details have a status of a deraisa. So for Rabbi Shavai, it's the same thing here also. The Torah said experience freedom. So Chazal sat there and said, okay, I'll tell you how to experience it. Leaning is the way you experience it. So that's the fulfillment of the deraisa. So that's the fulfillment of the deraisa. Why isn't that the same as deraisa? So he says, because, you know, the Torah doesn't say exactly how to do it. The Torah says, feel it. Lahiros, express it. So you can express it a million ways. Who told the Rambam that the right way to express is through leaning? Maybe the way you express it is by screaming from the top of your lungs, I'm free. You know, having a rally in the middle of the street. I don't know. So it's not clear how to express it. That's the Rabbanan did. Right, from the Gemara. Right, right. He's just really playing off the Mishnah.
The question is stronger than your answer.
No, so he writes, the Rabbi Asher Weiss answers in Menachas Asher, he thinks the answer is, it depends how the Torah does it. If the Torah writes very, very blanket statement, lo yisa'asa ko malacha, don't do malacha on Chol Hamoed. And now we have to say, what does that mean? Does that mean I can't turn on lights? Does that mean I can't make a fire? So then the Chazal broke it down, that's the Reis. But over here the Torah was pretty clear, he said. He thinks the Torah was clear, express freedom. That's pretty more clear, so to say, than the Torah saying don't do malacha. So therefore, says Rabbi Shavai, since it's somewhat clearer in understanding how to do it, therefore you can't say it's the right instead it's the rabban. Ayin Sham, I don't really understand what that means, but that's the way he writes it. Right, that's what I would have thought. Exactly. So that's the way he writes it over there in his Haggadah on Pesach. The problem is that many Achrenim have a kasha that we know that the Gemara says, Mtsachim, why can't I be Yetzir Matz and Morer in Kerach? Kerach, I got everything. Got Matz and Morer. So instead of having two extra steps in the Haggadah, let's just have Kerach. Call it a day. We'll be Yetzir everything in one shot. Pick up at least 15 minutes on the night of the Seder. Right? Save a lot of time. So the Gemara says he can't. Because one is a deraisa and one is a derabbanan. Mar Rabbi Zman says derabbanan. The matzah is deraisa. So the two tastes conflict each other. The mevatel tam each other. This is the Gemara Psachim. So he can't do it because the tam ruins the yam. So Frekti Achreinim, they quote this kasha from the Adarit and others. They say, one second. Let's say you assume Haseba is only derabbanan. So when I come to Kazayis matzah, Achilas matzah, I do without Haseba. So I'm yoytze matzah deraisa. So what am I left with? A din rabbanan of a seba. So my level right now is a din rabbanan. So now I'm the same as Mara. So if I'm the same as Mara, so why is the halacha if you ate matzah shloi be seba? You have to re-eat the matzah. Why do I have to re-eat anything? I'll make it up by kerech. The only reason why I can't be yetz lechat chila by kerech is because that normally I have my matzah is the rice and my Mara is the rabbanan. But if I did it without a seba, so now I knocked it down a level to only a din rabbanan of a seba. So I have a din rabbanan versus a din rabbanan. The two can come together. This is the kasha.
Is
the
seba its own thing?
Ah, okay. Very good. That's a miskarov.
You can lean all night long and you don't get a mitzvah.
Very good.
You're not doing it when you're
supposed to. Yeah. That's what we're going to get to in a second. That's the famous hakir over here. I've had to understand the seba. So the Menachas Asher says he thinks it's not a kasha. He thinks that at the end of the day, Chazal or Misakin, this is the way we do things. We do everything separately, we do everything individually, and you can't mix the two things. Okay.
It's pashut to say that Mor is Rabbanan?
Mor Bizman says Rabbanan according to everyone, yeah. Bizman HaMikdash is Dereis. Okay, let's see one more Marmak, and then we're ready to get into the Ikkar of the Shir today, the Briskerov. If you look at number 10, Taisus writes like this. Number 10, the Gemara says, Kula nami tzricha seba. So Taisus, v'chol dalet kaisis tzricha haseba b'shashtia. All the four cups need to lean when you drink it. What does it mean when you drink it, as opposed to when you look at it? So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, it's lafuke b'shat bracha. Which means you're not supposed to lean when you make the bracha. You're only supposed to lean at the time when you drink it, but not when you make the bracha. He holds his mamash usher to lean when you make the bracha, and he thinks that's pshat and taisis. Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky is quoted as saying he doesn't agree with that. He thinks there's no prohibition of leaning. He thinks you're not obligated, but if you want to go into the leaning mode already during the bracha, he thinks that's okay. But Reb Shmuel Zalman is medayik from this taisis. No. It's not okay. It's not allowed. You're not allowed to lean during the bracha, only during the actual drinking.
It's not covered.
Right. So Rav Shimon Karmelsky makes the argument that the only time we find such a principle is by benching. We find, but not by other brachas. Rav Shimon Zalman feels no. He thinks by all brachas, you're not supposed to do it. That's the shaila. Is the bracha really part of the mitzvah? The bracha is really a din in a kais. When you make a kais, you have to make a bracha. But the bracha might not be a part of the actual shtir. So then Taisus throws in over here the ikur of the sugya. It's tzarechi and says Taisus. Im shachach v'lehesef. What would happen if a person didn't leave and he drinks the dal kais? Im yachzev yishta. Taisus says, I'm not sure. The Gemara doesn't say anything about it. I'm not sure. Why would one think it's not a problem? Because after you learned the Gemara, the Gemara's whole Haseba seems to be very Shvach, the whole thing is only a Suffolk. So then one can make the argument, if the whole thing is only a Suffolk in the case of where I forgot, so then be the Yemen, they don't make me go back.
Now, these days anyway.
So that's the Rav Yos Taina. The Rav Yos already says that today. You know, I find it so ironic the way people lean today. It's so uncomfortable. So I think the problem is that we don't lean the way we're really supposed to. We should really try to get, in my humble opinion, we should try to get right. Yeah, that would be a great idea. I think we should try to find the chair first of all with an armrest. That makes things a lot easier. If you have a chair with an armrest, it's much easier. Recliner. I think we should try to lean as comfortable. I think we have to also move ourselves a little bit back from the table. You know, I think we people like lean their head and the rest of the body stays in one place. That's not a Haseba either. I think most of the Hasebas that we do looks actually very uncomfortable, which is the exact opposite. I think we should try ourselves. Again, we really need to have a separate share and a halachic share of how to do Haseba properly, but I think we should really try to lay ourselves back as, you know, as comfortable as we can. I think we have to move away from the table a little bit and spread our legs a little bit and have a nice armrest over here. There are ways of doing it, but...
Yeah,
that they used to have couches, right? They used to have, that's where they used to do it. Much more comfortable that way. Yeah. So Taisus is mesupik if you have, and Taisus is not machriya. Taisus doesn't come out. Taisus is not clear halacha lemaisa. So the Biskur Rav, there's a very famous Biskur Rav over here. Others quoted b'shem Reb Chaim, but if you look even in Reb Chaim, I think Reb Chaim on the bottom it says mipi agri. So I think we'll give the credit to the Biskur Rav, but we'll keep it in the Soloveitchik family. As we'll see today, we're going to get to a lot of different shtiklach, time permitting, from the Soloveitchik family, Mr. Shem today. So there's a famous piece of Biskur Rav in Hilchos Chametzu Matzah where the Biskur Rav quotes the Rambam that we started off with earlier. And the Biskrov makes the following analysis from this Rambam. In the middle, four lines in, the Biskrov says like this. From the above Rambam, says the Biskrov, it's mashma. The mitzvah has say behi mitzvah b'fnei atzmai. The Biskrov has the following chakira. How do you understand the mitzvah of Haseba? Is the mitzvah of Haseba a separate mitzvah? That you have a din below Pesach, that you're supposed to express your cheirus, and the way one expresses cheirus is through leaning. And it has nothing to do with the regular mitzvah halayla. It's a din. You're supposed to lean by the night of Pesach to express cheres. However, you don't have to lean at every point. You don't have to sit there when you're talking to your wife leaning. It was specific points along the way. Chazal said, this is when we want you to lean, this is when we want you to lean. But the etzem, the idea of the Haseba, has nothing to do with the mitzvah. It has to do with the experience of Lel Pesach, which makes a lot of sense based on the sources we quoted earlier. All the sources that we quoted earlier had nothing to do with the mitzvah. It had to do with the expression of cheres. The other side of the Brisker Rav is that no. All the din of Haseba is part and parcel of the mitzvahs halayla. For example, there's a mitzvah deraisa to eat matzah. In that mitzvah deraisa, there's also a din of how to do it. It's not just eat matzah. It's eat matzah in a certain way. It's not just drink dal kaisis. It's drink dal kaisis in a specific way. But it's a din in the actual mitzvahs halayla, not in a klolis mitzvah of Haseba. This is the chakira that everyone attributes to the Brisker Rav. These are his two tzadim, and how to understand Haseba. Yeah, I think both of them are hard to understand. I think the first side makes a lot of sense to me because it sounds like from the drushes. We're supposed to experience cheres. We live cheres. Cheres equals a seba, so you're supposed to do that the whole night. Now, Chazal didn't make you do that because they only made you do it at certain points, the points when you're expressing your cheres. Says the Brisker Rav, from the Rambam above, it's mashma, which way the Rambam held. Says the Brisker Rav, from the Rambam, it's mashma, the mitzvah hasebi, he mitzvah befnei atzmai. The Rambam held like a second sad, that Haseba is an independent mitzvah not connected to the mitzvah halayla. Why? Sheyochav yishta b'layla azevu who meisav der cheres. That's really what the idea is. The idea is lean leil Pesach as an expression of your freedom. Ella the chachamim kavul mitzvah zu b'shas achilas hamatzu v'shtes haber kaisus. But Chazal said, when do you need to express it? Not the whole night, not every moment of the night. At certain points along the night you have to experience. Aval al kapon a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai hi v'loy medina ha-mitzvah shal matzah v'aber kaisus. So, to be scribed, how do I know that? I'll tell you I know it. From the fact that the Rambam writes that if you lean for the rest of the meal, you get credit. What are you getting credit for? If the whole Haseba is connected to Matz and Dal Kaisis, once Matz and Dal Kaisis are over, there's no more reason to lean. What are you leaning for? It's like if a person's marble, the CFP sees the time, Shavuos time. Doesn't get any credit for that. It's over. So, why would the Rambam write that if you lean at the whole Seder, the whole Suda, you get Meshubach. For why? Elamai says the Biskei Rav, you see from over there, that really the Haseba is totally the whole night. We just didn't require you to do it the whole night because it's an inconvenience. It's not so geshmak. So at the points when you have to, you have to. And the rest of the points, you're Meshubach. But there's still an inyan to do so because you're expressing your Cheiros through your Haseba.
But if the Chacham and Mesakim do it only certain points, then how does it help doing it at a time?
Because Chazal like Takana.
I mean, Chazal said the Haseba is done a certain way. If you're doing it a way that Chazal said not to do it.
No, I wouldn't say that. So, I would say the way Biskei Rav is not a way they say they didn't require you to do it. They didn't require it. More than that, they didn't require it. But the meaning, it's like the
minimum,
you know, it's the theme.
Minimum.
The theme still fits. There's still a reason to do it, although they didn't require it. That's the way the Biskei Rav, I think, would say.
You don't have to eat matzah the rest of the week, right? But
correct.
You do it, right. It's
exactly. Similar to that idea.
If you were lying down the whole Seder, would you have to sit up for Mara in this?
Mara?
Mara, you're not supposed to.
Oh, we're going to get to Mara. Very good. We have to talk about Mara still. The Gemara says Mara ain't tzarech haseba. What happens if you decide you're a real frumma? A real yeshivish again. You want to leave? Raise a meshubach. Raise a meshubach. You want to be praised, but everyone loves praises. So I'm going to lean by Mara. Does that make any sense? So we'll see later that it might be totally in this chakir. It's totally in this chakir.
Because it's not the aspect of cheres.
What?
Tomorrow.
Right, so right. So if you look in number 7 for a second, back to the Rashbam. The Rashbam explains what's the difference between matzah and mara. So he says matzah tzricha seba, kishoichel matzah shal mitzvah leil harishin kibnei chayvin shuzeichel legula. He assumes that the haseba by matzah is the commemorating of the geula, that we're eating matzah b'leil Pesach like free people zecher, that magical word zecher, which means we're commemorating what they did. So the Achilas Matzah is a reflection of freedom, and we're tapping, not that we ourselves are doing that. We're Zecher. We're reflecting what they did. Which
that's
we need
not the Lechemoni, that's...
Right, that's the other part of Matzah.
You ran out of Egypt.
Right.
I don't explain why you do a save, even though this Matzah is not there.
Matzah
carries... Yeah. Right. Correct. So now, let's finish. So now the Biskei Rav gets more geshmak. Talk to Biskei Rav, if my pshat is right in Rambam, that according to the Rambam, Haseba is what we call a mitzvah nefredes, an independent mitzvah, not directly connected to dal kaisis or matzah, or the fizes of the Biskei Rav. Im ochel matzah oishasa arba kaisis b'loy haseba. Let's say you were to eat it without haseba. So the Biskei Rav ain't kanshum gerusa ba mitzvah shalachilas matzah arba kaisis. You can't say you didn't do the mitzvah. It's not a din in the mitzvah. Therefore, rak the lekayim mitzvah haseba shu mitzvah nefredes lagamri. You don't get credit for the mitzvah haseba. You'll get credit for mitzvah achilas matzah and achilas mara. If you learn like the other tzad, that it's part and parcel, that it's how to do the mitzvah, so you didn't do the mitzvah. Yes, you ate matzah, but the way Chazal decided, or maybe even the Torah decided to eat matzah this night, was Aideh Haseba, so you didn't eat the matzah properly. But according to the Biskei Rav's understanding of the Rambam, that's not the pshat. There's two separate mitzvahs. There's eat matzah, and then there's do Haseba. So I ate matzah, I didn't do Haseba, so I'll get the check for eating matzah. I won't get the check for eating Haseba. But I still ate some mitzvah.
So that'll answer the question if you don't do it.
Right?
Then it's okay.
Right, so the Biskei Rav wants the Taina.
It's not like Tosfos.
Exactly. So the Biskei Rav wants the Taina that according to him it's Pasha without a doubt that according to the Rambam, if you were to eat drink Dalat Kaisis or Matzah without a Seba, there would be no reason to go back. Why? Because you already yoyed to the mitzvah. And this is where I just want to spend some time on. Very good. That's what I want to get to. Zog to Biskei Rav. Vihine, but Tosfos is Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches and Nistapkum Shachach Velei Heisim Yachz V'yishte. Tosfos is Mesopik. So we could say, what's Pshat and Taisvus is Suffolk? What's the Geshmak way of saying it? Taisvus is Suffolk, was telling the Shaila. If the Pshat and Haseba is a mitzvah nefredes, is it like the Rosh or is it like the Ramba? And that's why Taisvus was Mesopic. The other way I gradually would have learned Taisvus is Suffolk is maybe Taisvus was Mesopic if it's the Raisa or the Rabbon, like the Maram Chalava. If it's the Raisa, so if you didn't do it, you have to go back. If it's only the Rabbanan, so then Bidyevi, you don't have to go back. So that could have also been Taisvus is Suffolk. So I think there's a couple ways of learning why Taisvus was Mesopic. Taisvus doesn't explain his Suffolk. He just says, I'm Mesopic. He doesn't give any more details than that. So I think you can say whatever you want in Taisvus. However, says the Biskei Rav, there is a Rishon who disagrees. Uberosh shamivor dim ochal akazayis matzah b'leisei b'layotza. But there's a Shitas HaRosh, which is the way we pasken the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that the Shulchan Aruch pasken is not like that. Shulchan Aruch pasken, if you take drink dal kaiser, eight matzah b'leisei, you have to go back. So the Biskei Rav, what's pshat? Why do you have to go back? Teretz is, because he holds like the other side of the chakir. The Rosh holds that the pshat and the chakir is why, that it's part and parcel of the mitzvah. You didn't do the mitzvah, you have to go back.
Do you have to go back to do that mitzvah, or do you go back to do the mitzvah of a seva?
So this is what I want to talk a little bit about. The Biskei Rav, in the middle of his piece, makes an argument like this. He says, why else are you not yotze? Right? If you hold it separate, why are you not yetsa? That makes sense. It doesn't even make sense to go back. Why? Since you finished the mitzvah in its entirety, the ein bashum griyusa, you didn't do anything wrong, als mitzvah of achilas matzah, that you won't gain anything. The Biskurov thinks when you go back and eat matzah, you gain absolutely nothing. So therefore, talk to Biskurov, why go back? Now, I'd like to take... You at least get Meshubach. Now, what I don't understand about this Biskurov is the Chayra that we find not like this in other Achrayim. Lamashal, there's a very big sugya in Hilchas Tefillah, with davening. We spoke about this on a Tuesday night show a few months ago. The Gemara in Brachas is Mavur, that you have to have Kavana by at least the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. At least that much. And it's mavur in many Rishonim that if you're not mechaven, you're not yetzer. You're not yetzer Shemoneh Esrei. You get absolutely no check for Shemoneh Esrei, no credit. Which is a depressing feeling for all those mornings we got up really early or rushed ourselves to daven and we get no credit for it because it was without kavan.
But the other brachas are bracha
l'atala. Ah, so the kasha that everyone has is, Be'er Halacha discusses this and others. So one second. You're telling me that once I'm not mechaven at the first bracha, my Shemoneh Esrei is done. So why am I going to continue to daven? What's the point? What's going on over here? So the Achrayim, Stipler, and others make this argument that avada, when a person davens without kavana, there's two dinim. There's tefillah, prayer, and there's a check and a mile called tefillah b'kavana. So einachanam, if you daven without kavana, you'll get the check for davening. You get a minimal check, you prayed. But you won't get the check for tefillah b'kavana. So maybe we go back again, to daven again, that's why the Shulchan Aruch writes, if you weren't mechaven, you go back again, to get that extra check of tefillah b'kavana. So frank the beskirav, mamanashach. What's the second check for? If you did feel it, why are you going back again? Says Stipler, you see from over here, there's an Indian of doing a mitzvah bishlei musa. Although I was yoyte technically the mitzvah of tefillah, I davened, but the way to daven in its proper way is tefillah b'kavana. So I go back to daven again to become tefillah b'kavana. The Stipler asks over there, mecha tesa such a din, but that's what he writes. So I was thinking, lefiza, that could be applied here as well. The Biskurov's taina is, well, I already did Mitzi Matzah, so why am I going to go back? The answer is yes. You didn't do it Bishle Musa. You were Yoitze, the Mitzvah of Matzah, just like this guy was Yoitze, the Mitzvah of Davening. But there's a Musig of being Yoitze, the Mitzvah, in its entirety, in its best way, in its Muhudr way, which is Matzah with a Seba, like Davening with Kavan.
Would you wash again?
No, you wouldn't have to wash. Well, it depends if you bench.
Do you have to make a brach on the moat?
Would you
make
the matzah?
You already made the
brach.
Yeah, right, but now you're doing it.
Yeah, it's a good question. That's a good shayla. I'm not sure. I'm not sure according to the Shtickle Torah. According to those, that's all you have to go back. So would they tell you have to make a new brach on the mitzvah because the first one wasn't the mitzvah? Or according to the... Yeah, that might be enough to me.
You're
saying
the
alakilas
matzah, not
the matzah. No, the matzah is irrelevant.
When you have the
Shemoneh Esrei, you say the brach. Right. The alakilas matzah is yesh, because maybe one can make the argument. Right. I think that's very negate what we're saying.
Best, I mean, we don't know if it's an independent...
It might only be a machloikis because now we know there are that hold you don't have to eat it again. But in Lomdus, I think that's a fair point to make. And in Lomdus, it should be telling this Chakir what we're discussing over here.
This would only be by Masa, by the Dal Kaisis. You're not allowed to have
it. Right, so by Dal Kaisis, Tais himself talks about the problem of between 3 and 4, you have Mar Bala Kaisis. But in Matzah, at least, that's the way the Shulchan Aruch passes. So I'm just in Lomdus, I'm not so sure if it's Muchach, the Biskurov's Shtikl Torah, that it has to be that way.
What was his thought anyway? I mean, there is a mitzvah doing the right way. I mean, I don't know, if am I allowed to have Matzah, let's say, with... I don't know, gewilte fish at that point. Am I yotzi in the mitzvah? Because I said
no, because you have to have matzah.
Like the taste.
You have to have matzah. That's the problem.
You have to taste is for afikom, so why not?
No, because you have to have matzah. You have to have only tam matzah. You can't have matzah mixed with anything else.
Right,
so according to the Biskurov, he assumes that if you're going to go back, it's because you weren't yotzi in the mitzvah. So this is the way the Biskurov sets it up. This machlokes is Rambam and Rush. There's problems, a couple of problems with the way the Biskurov sets things up. First of all, if you go to the next page, not enough time. So the Birkas Avram, Avram Etlinger, one of the Rosh Hashivas in Kolter in Eretz Yisrael, he wrote a lot on everything. So he has a nice riot to the Biskurov. He says, I will bring you a riot to the Biskurov's Yisoid in the Rambam. How did the Biskurov learn the Rambam? The Biskurov learned the Rambam that has Seba Leil Pesach has nothing to do with Matzah, it has to do with Leil Pesach. He says, number 12, Ulefi Divrei Moron, Meduig Ma'oid Mashal Hiskai Rambam, the Perek Vav. The Rambam in Perek Vav is where he talks about Matzah. In Perek Vav, Matzah, no mention of a Seba. You would have thought that would be the place to put in Haseba by Matzah. Shum Davim, he doesn't mention a word about Haseba. For like Kosev called in the El Perek Zayin. He waits till Perek Zayin where he talks about the actual Seder and what to do. So the Berkas of Ramah, Shum Davim, Mitzvah, Neatzma, Vleshach, Kalam, Mitzvah, Matzah. That's right, to the Rambam. To the Biskurov's understanding of the Rambam, that Haseba is not a din in the Matzah. If Haseba to be a din in Matzah, it would have been written in Hilchas Matzah. The fact that the Biskurov writes, the fact that the Rambam writes in Perek Zayin, where he talks about on Hagas Lel, the Sudo, the Seder, it's a riot that that's the way the Rambam held, like the Biskurov Shtikol Ter.
Even if you look in Halacha Zayin, when he asks, "Ve'emasai Shriyach and a Seder," meaning it's
Independent, exactly. That's why the Rambam wasn't sure. Right? According to the Miskrov, the Rambam was very interesting. The Amos, when? What do you mean when? What type of kash is that? Tells us the Rambam Pasha didn't understand when. If the whole Mahus HaMitzvah is just to lean Derech Eruv, so then I don't know when to do it. Maybe do it all the time. On that, the Rambam is Magdi when you do it. The problem with the Shtikot Torah from the Miskrov is it doesn't work out in all Lefarshim. Lemoshel, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, number 13, the Mechaber writes like this, Kol mi shetzarech haseba, em ochal ha-shose b'le haseba lo yotza. Ah, okay. This is Pashtus, the sheet of the Rush, right? Because according to the Rambam, so this is according to the Biskarov, the Machaber is writing, and this is clear, the sheet of the Rush. The Rush is of the opinion that if you eat, you drink Dal Kaiser, eat Matzah B'lei Haseba, you have to go back again. So the Machaber is picking sides like the Rush, which according to the Biskarov's Pshat, it means that the Lomdis of Haseba is totally in the Mitzvah's Halayla. Okay, we have no problem with that. That's the Rush's opinion. If you skip down to the end of the Ramah writes, V'chein b'achilas matzah, u'lechatchila yisab kol hasuda. The Ramah writes that you should know lechatchila, you should lean the whole meal. Now, the assumption is that the Ramah didn't disagree with the above halacha of the Mechaber. So now, according to Biskarov, it's a stira. The Biskarov set it up as two separate opinions. Either you hold it's a din in the suda, or you hold it's a mitzvah in the friends. And the two don't combine. Meaning the Rosh would never write that if you lean the whole suda, I raise a meshubach. Because the Rosh would say, well, there's absolutely no inyan to lean during Shulchan Aruch. What's Meshubach for? The whole leaning is connected to the mitzvahs. Mashenkin, the Rambam, that held it's an independent mitzvah, that's why it's raised in Meshubach. So, Frekti Achreidim, what do you do with this Mechaber Ramah? The Ramah, who writes the second half of the Rambam, Harez Meshubach, agrees to the Bechaber's din of going back. According to the Biskrov, those two halachas don't go together. It's one or the other. So, for any Frekti Achreidim, how does this Ramah stim with the way the Biskrov sets it up? It's not just the Ramah, it's a Maril. If you look in the Maril, Maril says the same thing. Maril writes like both pieces of the Ramah. Maril writes with Yevid Yenai Yates, and Maril also writes Reza Meshubach. It might even be, if you look at number 14, there's a very interesting Me'iri. The Me'iri writes like this, Arba Kaisas Tzvichem HaSebo. Hein Shti Yosan, Hein En Hadvarim Shem Mesudorim Aleihem. Not just the Dal Kaisas Nid HaSebo, the things you say on them. Ratzalayim are Kiddush, you have to do HaSebo by Kiddush. Kriyas HaGado, Kriyas Halal. Now, Mr. Brewer quotes from the Shlach Kaddish that for the Haggadah we don't need. The Haggadah has to be said, you know, Be'ema, it has to be done properly, and therefore we don't need. But the Meir is saying over here, no, you take a limit all these things. Again, the question over here is, yeah, what exactly this means over here that these are Dvarim, the Mesudarim Aleihem, the Dal Kaiser are set over them. Berachas Hamazon Pashtus has really nothing to do with anything.
No, but you're making the bracha of the coast daf because of the Berachas Hamazon.
Right, but it really is really al Sudas Yom Tov Pashtus, not necessarily, or al Ma. But that's what he writes. So this Me'iri, there are those who want to learn the Me'iri, that the Me'iri is learning that the Haseba is telling the mitzvah halayla. Then what does he write at the end? Why? If it's telling the mitzvah halayla, why do you have to do it the whole night?
Maybe there's two
crafts. Oh. So what do we always do when we have a good chakira? We already got the tzvedim. Then we put the two together. We say not only the two separate shots, they're both there, right? We want them. That's what we do with all these guys of Chakiris. So if you look over here, number 15, that's what Yitzchak Sirotzkin does. Yitzchak Sirotzkin in his Haggadah Shal Pesach, he says, no, it's not two pshatim. Meaning, yes, in the Rosh and the Rambam, they're two independent. The Rambam will hold them both. There's two din at the Haseba. Not the way the Biskarov set up, it's one or the other, says there Yitzchak Sirotzkin, they're both true. The Ramah, the Maril, the Meiri, they'll tell you that both elements are true. There's da din to lean the whole Lel Pesach. Because al tahal haras chavis, and there's another din that certain points throughout the laila need specific haseba, and that therefore
because
it's part of the mitzvah also. So zokte b'tzik siratzki is nishkin kasha. They're both true.
You understand
the
Shulchan Aruch differently.
When it says
lo yotza, it doesn't mean you're not
yotzei
dal kol tzeh matzah.
It means you're not yotzei haseba. Right, that's the way the Biskarov learned the Gemara. It's based on the Gemara. The raya from the Rosh is based on the Gemara. So they want me to say tafka he eats b'haseba, then lav lo yotza. Lo yotza what? So that's the machlokes between Ram and the Rosh, what the layotz is. That's what the Biskarov talks about, of what the layotz is. So let's take this one step further, if we can. So let's go one more step. Let's say, what would be a nafkemina between the Rosh and the Tor? Would be Mara. What about Mara Behaseba? So if you look over here, number 16, at the Beis Yosef, Beis Yosef is talking about the Rambam. He says, where does the Rambam stand on Mara Behaseba? So if you look in the Rambam, there's no mention of Mara and Haseba. He talks about Matzah, Dal, Kaisis, and then he ends off calling Mara, Be'er, Reza, Meshubach. So the Beis Yosef says, Ava Mara, Eina, Echla, Be'er, Mash, Meshim, Ratzal, Echla, Be'er, Eima, Kach, Klum. According to the Rambam, it wouldn't be a problem.
Even though, again, when the Rambam says your achila and shtiya should be by sebe, he didn't mean your mar. He meant your shulchan aruch. But Zakhtar says it maybe not. Maybe even according to the Rambam, there'd be no problem if you want to lean by mar. Shulchan aruch writes in number 17, completely the opposite. Shulchan aruch writes when it comes to mar, umitam zet tzarech l'nara chareis mi'olah. You want to shake off the chareises. V'yavarech al achilas mar. V'yachlenu b'loya sebe. So he seems to have machlokes Rishayim in between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. Should Mar, can Mar be in Be'seba? Is Mar B'davka Shaloi Be'seba? Or Mar can be in Be'seba? What's the Shaila Talim? So it's a lot of time. Going back to the same Shtekel Torah. That this is the same Lushit Asai. The Shulchan Aruch is the Rosh Hashit and the Rambam is Lushit Asai. If you hold that it's a Din and Heseba, so sometimes the Gantz at night you're supposed to lean, so then he yells Mar, you should lean also. Now you could argue this also. You could right. You could argue. Right, exactly. One could have argued and said yes, maybe yes, but that's only things that make sense to show expression of Eseba. But that's what I think you can argue. But Zogtu Bitzuk Sirotsky, but the other way. But according to the Rosh holds Eseba is totally in the mitzvah halayla. So Mela Matzah is Takanoin Yitzalim. It's not one of those mitzvahs halayla that come along with the Eseba. Then Bitzuk Sirotsky goes one step further. He says, what about women? Women in Heseba. Before we get to the Rav Yoh, the women don't lean. Let's talk about women in Heseba. So says Rabbi Yitzchak Sirotzkin, do women have to lean? Now it's interesting, the Gemara never says women have to lean. The Gemara only says, Isha ain't Tzarech Heseba. The Gemara only says the opposite. If she's next to her husband, according to some Rishayim. The Gemara says, Dal Kaisis women have to do because Afein Ayyubah Sanes. What about Heseba? So the Pashtus would have been, it's inclusive. That Dal Kaisis is the same thing, and therefore Dal Kaisis is Afein Ayyubah Sanes, they're Mechayiv. Taisis writes that Afein Ayyubah Sanes is only Mechayiv, they're Midrabbanan. The best Afein Ayyubah Sanes only makes someone Mechayiv Drabbanan. Dalkais is only the Rabban anyways. So if a woman would be Chayiv the Rabban.
But why don't they have Pashat the same thing as everybody else? If they're in Chayiv in the Mitzvah Salah.
Because it's Mangu. Oh. So Zog to
Yitzchak. They were freed also. Zog
to Yitzchak Sirotkin. That's what's going to be Talion. If you hold that it's a separate Mitzvah, a Mitzvah Nefrodis. So whenever you come to Chiyum Vel Pesach, you have to ask yourselves, are women in or women out? So normally women are out because man grama. Well, here women are in because afim baisanes. But if the reason why you have to lean is because that's how you mekai matzah, women have to eat matzah midaraisa. Women are not mechuyev in matzah because afim baisanes. They're mechuyev in matzah midaraisa because of anyone that has an isra yichamas has a mitzvah matzah. So if the haseib is connected to the eating of the matzah, so we're not mechuyev deraisa. Mashenkin, if you hold that it's only because of this mitzvah nefradis, so then only mechuyev derabonin. The nafkemina would be is when you get back to this discussion of women and Haseba and talking about the Rav Yoh, to be makel by women, according to this, there's really no reason to be makel by women. They're on this, they're both deraisa. It's really very hard to make such a separation.
No,
they talk about it just because for women it wasn't the norm for them to eat that way. So but it's not the norm for men today either.
Why would an Isha Chashuv?
So Isha Chashuv, because for Isha Chashuv it was normal. The question is, how do you define an Isha Chashuv?
But we were all freed, in other words.
That's part of
it. It wasn't normal for a poor person either.
That's so what I said. I said
pretending this, now that we're rich. And
the Rav Yoh and the women conversation needs to have a separate show. We need to talk about that separately. We need to talk about that. Okay, now let's talk about one more nekuda over here. Let's try to get in two more salivatrix and then the action, not just make it all about the biskurat. There's a famous piece from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim writes like this. We know there's aloch and shulchan aruch, that a person is supposed to have his table set up with the nicest of things when it comes to Leil Pesach, Leil Seder. So Reb Chaim writes in number 20 from the shulchan aruch Harav, who writes, Kasa, Leil Pesach, toiv l'harbis bekelim noem kifi koichoi. He's supposed to have as much as you can afford. Afilu kelim shein tzorech l'suda, even if you don't really need them. They're just to look nice. Yisadram yafal ha-shochan l'noi, zecher l'cheres. This magical word that we keep on seeing in the Rishayim, to remember, commemorate the freedom. We're not really living, our life hasn't changed. But we're commemorating the freedom that our ancestors went through. Writes Reb Chaim, aval ha-groshom kasav al-divri ha-shochan aruch, but the Groshom writes differently. When the shochan aruch writes, yisad yishochan yafal b'kelem noim, that he's supposed to have nice kelem. So according to the shochan aruch harav, we're doing it to commemorate. Says the guy, no. According to the Gro, it's not a commemoration. It's a reenactment right now. That what we're doing now is not just to remember what they did, it's to relive it right now. Which means the same thing we spoke about earlier by Haseba, is what's the pshat in Haseba? Is Haseba, all these things that we're doing, is it to commemorate the cheiros of then, or is it to experience our own cheiros now? If it's to commemorate the chavis of then, then it might not matter what the derech is to do today. Because we're not doing for today, we're doing for what they did. But if it's we're living our own cheres, then attack doesn't make any sense.
So the whole haseba is a question.
Right, right. Let's see what I'm saying now. According to this, if I want to extend the machloekes between the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Grub by Kalim and express it to Haseba, then it should come out. When everyone talks about the Rav, it's not a Derech to lean today. Who cares? Our leaning today is not for our freedom. Our leaning today is to express what they did.
Except the Rambam says Lahara.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be totally in everything that we said earlier.
Maybe it's both.
It could be. Just to mention, Rav Soloveitchik himself had a whole different spin on this Rambam. Rav Soloveitchik held not like the Biskarov, and not like the Zeder of Chaim either. He had a whole different mahalach on Haseba. Soloveitchik felt that the whole idea of Haseba is not totally, it's totally in the Suda. It's a din in the Suda. As he writes in number 21, Vanir Mavur Melashen Rambam, Hefich Kishesod Odom Balayla Hazer, Shekoldin Haseba Vodal Peitzer, Ene El Din Bishas HaSuda. So when you add the meal, that's what requires Haseba. The meal is what requires Haseba. At partaking in the meal is a Seba to have to leave. He says, Vahaseba Hu Din Bedine HaSuda De Lel Peitzer. The meal, the seder, that meal that we have, Lel Pesach.
Has a
post-hoc concept? So he writes, so according to him, so where does the dal kaisis and matzah come in? Because that's a very integral part of the meal. But it's not independently those two things. It's the meal. They happen to be very integral parts of the meal, as opposed to other parts of the meal that are not as important. Therefore, says Rav Soloveitchik, Lefize Nira, the Gam Hadal Kaisim Chelk Mechal Kesuda, Basuda Yesh Dal Kaisis. That's part of the meal. The meal is made up of four cups. So those four cups, Nira Seba. The Iker Diram Mitzvahs Meshach Shech Lesuda. Ukmaikin Adin Shal Haseba Bekzai Matzah. Why do you have to lean by Matzah? It's not because the Matzah requires the Haseba. It's the Suda that needs it, and Matzah is an integral part of the Suda. Who didn't, exactly. Lefize Moro, you can make the argument, is not an integral part of the Suda. Who didn't be Hasuda, Veina Kal Chelk Mehamitzah, the Kzai Matzah. Vayikar ha'suda atzmo hu akazais matzvah l'kaisis. Vashel chen says Rav Soloveitchik l'fizeh. The Rambam is very good. The gam b'shar achil v'ashtiyah m'heisav reiz m'shubach. Says Rav Soloveitchik, now you understand the Rambam. Why do you have to lean for the rest of the meal? Because that's also the meal. It's not the most important part of the meal, right? When you eat your fruit after Shulchan Aruch, or you're after Seder mince, right? It may not be, for some people it is, but for most of us, it's not the most important part of the Seder, but it's part of the meal. So anything that's part of the meal needs a Seba, not as important as...
That's the mitzvah, according to
him. No. According to him, is the integral parts of the meal. What's the ikar ha-suda?
The main part of the meal.
According to him, what makes up a suda? What's the suda? Bread. Are the important parts of the suda?
So that's the entire suda.
So yeah. The chayr according to that, right? The fisha ikar ha-suda ena ela kazayis matzav adal kaisis. Avol ha mias misbar din ha-sebu ha-locha besuda. So according to Soloveitchik, it's talking a different look in the Rambam. It's not the way the Biskarov set it up in the Rambam that it's did in the matzah. It's did in the suda, and these two happen to be very important parts of Haseba. If you look in Moide Harav from Soloveitchik, so in the back they bring a very nice raya to Soloveitchik's pshat. They write like this: Pirish Adover, he says that Lefiza, you have to read the Gemara Psachim differently. The Gemara Psachim is trying to figure out when you need to leave, the first two or the second two. Says Rav Soloveitchik, doesn't that sound like to you that it did in the actual cases? Mm-hmm. Not like the Rav Soloveitchik set it up. That sounds like more the way the Biskarov set it up. That it's a din in the actual Dal Kaisis, so we have to figure out which Dal Kais. Says the Soloveitchik, yeah, that was in the Havamina. Ulamaskana Severis Agamar Shamechayev Hu Asuda. When the Gemara says, I did by Seba, the Gemara switches all on this. It's not about the Dal Kais, it's about the meal. So maybe if it's about the meal, then all the Dal Kaisis need. So therefore, says the Soloveitchik, the Gemara switched its whole tune. The Mela, it answers up the Ran's Kasha.
But then Rav Nachman is, before they were answering it in Rav Nachman,
exactly.
Now you think they're rejecting
that's right,
Rav Nachman.
That's right.
Rav Nachman only held
so the Kasha that he asks on this Pshat, he says, but the Gemara should have said Ella. Lefida, the Gemara should have said Ella knew a new Pshat. It sounds like we're going with the same Pshat.
Right.
But he says, but Lefida's Pshat, it answers up the Ran's Kasha. The Ran had a Kasha, it's not, that's a suffix of a Jabban al-Kul. It's not a suffix. The Gemara is switching its tune. The Gemara is saying, Haseba is not a din in the Kaisis, it's a din in the Suda. Why is it not part of the Suda?
The third one is connected to the bench.
Oh, it's a long Suda. The Suda doesn't have a bench.
It's over.
No. The Suda is it's a continuation. You have dessert and the after dinner drink, right?
Brandy and cigars.
Just to wrap up, after, so the Fiza comes out this Kinira three, at least three major pshatim, and you pick a Soloveitchik that you want to put it into, that we can learn the Rambam. Just to wrap up, the Meiri I think is interesting. The Meiri writes, what's a Seba? Why do we lean? What does that mean? He says, "Kadesh yirmos basimin lecheres v'ula, v'yisayir leshevach mishagamalanu toiv v'ula." We keep on talking about why do we lean? Either we're experiencing it or to commemorate. Says Meiri, it's a little bit of both. It's for us to tap in to what happened, to remember it, and it'll be ma'ayir us to want to praise Hashem. And therefore, the whole leaning is to remember what happened, which is what we spoke about earlier. The whole idea is to remember what happened. And by that leaning, we're going to tap in and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which sounds like from the Iri, maybe a third possibility. It's not for us, it's not for them, it's in between. We commemorate what happened to them so we can appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and therefore being able to praise Him. Okay.